Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Kenny Loggins, Jack. Think about it. Probably make the top 30.
I saw him in concert at the zoo two summers ago. Not a real big venue, but that's where he was.
I saw him at River City 3 years ago, I think.
Still have a beard?
Kind of a scruffy one, not the big long beard back in the Loggins and Messina days.
This is Loggins or Messina? Who is it?
Darnell Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. I heard him tell the story. You know that song, Pooh Corner? The song he did on that?
Oh, is that about scat play?
No, it isn't at all.
What is it? What is
Back
the song?
Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. That song, he said he wrote that song and was getting ready to record it, and his lawyer said, oh, you can't do that. That's a Disney character. It's Disney-owned property. You can't do that
Christopher
song.
Christopher Robin.
And it just so happened that the girl he was dating's father was some executive at Disney, and they gave him a pass on it. They said, okay, go ahead and do it, and it made him millions of dollars.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
that's a good story.
Doug, you're a delight. I vote for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Meet you halfway. I'm posting something on the fan page.
Okay,
anybody want to talk about something
good
while I do this?
Okay. How about Bertarelli Cutlery? You know, any day.
Nice, Doug.
Any day is a good day to have your knives sharpened. After you get your knife sharpened at Bertarelli Cutlery, you can cut anything, but don't cut in line at the polling place. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Very topical comment on my part.
Nice. That was nice.
Yes, Jimmy.
Mr. Candidate, where do you stand on chop, chop, cheeky?
Chop, chop, cheeky. You should chop, chop all your knives until they are very cheeky. At Bertarelli Cutlery, they have a wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen or the non-professional kitchen. You don't have to be a pro. You could run an amateur kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and so much more. Plus, they service all major brands of food prep equipment. Don't throw away that piece of equipment that doesn't work. Take it to Bertarelli. They'll fix it up good as new. Highest quality cutting boards on the market as well. They have that fabulous retail area right there at the front of the store. And then in the back is where they sharpen all the knives for all the best restaurants and cafeterias and hotels in the St. Louis area. If you mention this show, you receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Bertarelli Cutlery, where there is never a dull moment.
Also, they don't just sharpen knives, they sharpen lives.
Yes, indeed, they do that.
I bought a fillet knife from them on my way to Gatlinburg. I needed a fillet knife.
What were you filleting?
Trout. Didn't catch a trout, but it just cut right through that ribeye. I wanted to use it for something because I didn't want it to go to waste, so I used it for that. But, I knew I needed something to fillet the trout, so I stopped by Bertarelli and I bought a fillet knife.
You went fishing for trout but didn't catch any.
Didn't even see a trout. I don't think there's trout in Gatlinburg.
Are you a fisherman, Iggy?
Yeah, I love to trout fish.
Where can you fish around here, like, when it gets warmer? Not for a while, I get it. But with, young Tyler, I want to take him fishing somewhere, but I don't want to drive, 3 hours. Where
Tell me when you want to go. There's a friend of mine on the street that I grew up in Brentwood. They have a pond, and Tyler will catch fish.
All right.
Just let me know when you want to go, and I'll set it up for you.
They have a little pond at Kirkwood Park I see people fishing in.
Yeah.
Walker Lake, right by the Kirkwood Community Center. That's 5
Named
minutes
after
from
Neil Walker for his quick start to the 2016.
I don't think so.
Kenny Skywalker.
No.
When the slam dunk contest in 91.
It's not named after any of those people. It's named after a guy who gave a bunch of money to the Kirkwood area. So that's where you could go.
Do you like to go fishing? You like
Wait, I just told him I would set him up. Yeah. Don't be butting in.
Well, yeah. I'm just telling him someplace that's really close.
Yeah, he's got a place.
I got a better lake, Iggy. Go to mine.
I would like to go to Lake Iggy. There should be a Lake Iggy.
Iggy and the Plowhawk are really kind of making their mark and making it dark, Doug.
Making it dark.
And that is in their Couch Talk segment with the Inside STL News team's Hannah Ray Yates. A really good conversation yesterday. Take a listen if you would.
All right. Hit the lever, Plows.
See the video.
I heard that you made an interesting combo recently. Yeah, we'll start it off with breakfast. Usually it depends on if I've went shopping. Most of the times it's bananas, bacon, Sour Patch Kids is kind of the go-to. Oh, you kind of get that pep of energy early on in the day. Over the weekend, however, I went a different route, did the hamburger helper with extra meat, and for a side dish slash dessert, did a couple fluffy buttermilk pancakes. Other than that, when I self-medicate, usually that's when I decide what I have to eat. And so I decided hamburger helper and pancakes over the weekend was a fantastic decision, and I don't regret it at all. Have some extra leftovers for after the program as well.
And Iggy, I'm aware that you're actually a rather good cook. It's just your cooking techniques that are a little unique.
Uh-oh.
Well, I will put this to rest right now. I don't cook in the nude. One time I took a picture and I was in my underwear, and there was a reflection in the spoon, which just means my utensils are very clean. I do have a suggestion for Plowsy. You eat like crap. It's not that hard to cook good meals. Buy yourself a crock pot. You get home, maybe put some stew meat in a crock pot, add a little sour cream, add a little cream cheese, add a little heavy cream. 5 o'clock, you're ready for some beef stroganoff. Not hamburger helper. Cook. I cook every night. I don't eat fast food. I don't eat that crap. And cooking is not that hard, Plowsy.
Okay, that's the end of the segment.
No, it's not. Oh. Because the plowboy explains to Hannah Ray what he did this past weekend, Doug, and it's eye-opening.
Okay. Hit the lever, please, Plowsy.
I got down on some Tiger Woods Masters Golf 2012 edition. So I created my golfer. I used Darren Atkins Jr., gave him a mullet, gave him a Western-style mustache. He's Asian as well. In the fourth tournament right now, headed towards the Masters. The problem is I got to be in that top 50. I'm 76th ranked right now, so I don't know if these two wins in a row will boost me up to where I can get in the Masters. But nonetheless, I'll be doing that all day today as well, if you needed to know, Hannah.
Mm. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
I think we put a bow on that
one. Way to prepare for this one. Come prepared with some questions. I can ablib a lot of things, but
this
it's not
was a cooking
make,
segment.
It's not gonna make
this
the
was
video.
A cooking segment.
And Hannah, I think that you're ready for your outro, or I'm good.
Don't say outro.
Hannah Yates, Inside STL.
There it is. That's Very a nice. Trademark Inside STL yeah. outro. You don't say outro, Doug?
I don't like to say outro. No. You know, I think I could be a good politician because I like to put out a little. As Doug would say, disinformation or a little distraction, as politicians like to say. Sometimes I'll go to Gainesy when I have a feeling I might have to stick around for this. And don't get me wrong, it's fun, boatloads of fun. But I'll say, boy, that Plowsy had some pretty interesting things to eat. You probably want to get to the bottom of that. And boom, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Their investigative instincts kicked in and their ears perked up a little bit. And they needed to put him on the couch and put him through the little ringer.
And I already got a heads up what the topic is today.
Oh, what do you have?
Am I allowed to divulge it? Because if I say it, then the next thing you know, Four Fox is going to do a speech piece on it.
Election talk?
St. Louis sports cabinet.
St. Louis again. Sports cabinet all over my chest?
Like, you know, like the cabinet from chosen.
The White House?
From the St.
So
Louis.
So the president,
sports
vice president. How far are we going? Secretary of the Treasury?
I didn't get a lot of details. Immediately, my brain started trying to come up with an excuse. but since I just said that, I guess I'm in.
Now you're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's a nice little segment that she does.
My polling place closes at 10,
you better get over there.
10:06.
Doug, we welcome our audience to get involved by emailing in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. 2 tickets to Whiskey in the Winter is the prize for our email of the day. Something I'm keeping a close eye on tonight, of course, the presidential election, the gubernatorial election here in Missouri, and then also the U.S. Senate seat is of interest to me as well. But I think fourth on that list is the Chargers stadium vote.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's what everyone's talking about here.
And fifth on the list is Prop 60.
Yeah, I was going to say Prop 60's got to be up there.
Yeah, so that's my top five. And joining us right now to talk about number four from the Associated Press, following this story in San Diego, Bernie Wilson. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Jim and Doug.
It is great to have you on the show. We lost our team 10 months ago. It was wonderful.
Right.
Do you think that this measure in San Diego has any shot of passing this evening?
Well, first, a little smart-ass aside, you mentioned something about this one being fourth on the list, and that's where the Chargers will be on the football hierarchy in Los Angeles if they choose to move.
Yeah, for real. Behind, they really would be, though.
Behind the Rams, USC, and UCLA.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not expected to pass. The polling has showed that it might not get 50%, and it needs 66.7. So, you know, we know what you guys went through last year, and our little local nightmare won't be over even after the votes are counted tonight.
Why won't it be over after tonight?
Well, because it is expected to fail. And then Dean Spanos, the owner, who is, you know, a lot like Stan Kroenke was St. Louis, very much unloved, will then have to decide if he's going to move to L.A. and be Kroenke's stepchild in lovely Inkwood, or if he will do what he should have done in March and sit down with the mayor and pound out a real deal. So we won't know.
Do you think, what likelihood, Bernie, and I realize we're assigning arbitrary probability here on this, but I, from the get-go, and I went out to San Diego, went to Oakland, went to Englewood, went to Carson about a year ago to interview as many people as I could, sat down with Mayor Faulkner in San Diego last year to discuss it with him. My intuition on this thing has been that Spanos has never really wanted to move to Los Angeles. Now that Kroenke is there, I would imagine that it's less desirable, but I don't know that. So what does your intuition tell you as far as a probability of him actually moving up the coast?
I would say it's 25% or less.
Okay.
I'm with you. Most people don't think he's going to move. A lot of people, I mean, he does keep saying he wants to be here, yet he, you know, dragged the city, including the mayor, through the mud last year and kicked a very loyal fan base in the teeth. He's got two sons who are running various portions of the team. They don't want him. And, you know, on the flip side, L.A. doesn't want him. There is no appetite up there for the Chargers. I mean, the Rams had been there before. They have a fan base. And like I said, if the Chargers do move, they will be the Clippers of the NFL.
Yeah.
And they will also be less popular than USC and UCLA.
So
Dean may make a lot more money up there, but will not be popular. He will not be loved.
And we've already seen, and it's taken half the season for fans to A, stop showing up to the Coliseum, B, start booing the team, and really C, but probably should have been listed first, have apathy toward the Rams after their 22-year absence from the marketplace, and at least they have history there. Plus, we saw, Bernie, the television ratings for this Sunday's NFL games in Los Angeles. The Raiders were number one. The Steelers and Ravens were number two, and then the Rams and Panthers.
Yeah, it's very interesting. In fact, somebody from the LA Times tweeted out a picture of the Coliseum 10 minutes before kickoff of the last game. And, you know, there had to have been maybe 20 or 30,000 people, if that. I saw a USFL game in LA in 1985 just out of curiosity, and that's pretty much what it looked like. So if that's how far the NFL has fallen in its glorious return, then they badly underestimated it. And, you know, Kroenke should know, if you're going to move your football team to Hollywood, you better win, because it's entertainment up there 24/7. And if you have a rotten product, the fans are going to vote with their pocketbook and not show up.
Bernie Wilson of the Associated Press, our guest here. He is covering the San Diego Stadium vote, which takes place today, along with all of these other votes that are getting so much attention, of course, around the country. But this is one that will impact the NFL and the future of the Chargers in San Diego. So, as you said, 25% in your mind that Spanos would actually move to Los Angeles. So where would you allocate the remaining 75% probability as to where the Chargers are playing football a handful of years from now?
I think they're going to be forced back to Mission Valley, where Qualcomm Stadium is. You know, the Chargers, they keep rattling the swords and You know, they say vote yes on speed, you know, save, make San Diego a world-class city, and yet they have all these other subliminal messages like we'll never go back to Mission Valley, you know, don't forget we have the deal in L.A., and fans are tired of it. I think today it will be the first time a city actually says no to the NFL.
Yeah.
And Spanos better be paying attention because he so cratered the franchise last year and insulted the fans that, you know, they still love the Chargers, but they hate Spanos.
So two follow-up. Oh, I'm sorry, Bernie. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Well, I have two follow-up questions on this, one on the Chargers and then on the Raiders. Let's start with the Chargers. If it's voted down and your guess, and again, it's not like you're reporting this by any means, but let's just be clear that you think that the probability would be that they wind up in Mission Valley, which is where Qualcomm is right now. Would they be building a new stadium? And if so, where would the majority of the funds be coming from for that?
That's the next best question. I mean, when they... Last year, when they were still flirting with Carson, when they're in the proverbial hot tub with Mark Davis, the city and the county ponied up $350 million cash and said, here, this is what we will give you if you want to rebuild in Mission Valley. You guys come up with the rest. Who knows what's going to be on the table now, because the fans and the voters are even more riled up, but... the Chargers' fatal mistake with this measure was sticking their nose into downtown's business without negotiating with the hoteliers. And tourism is the number one industry in San Diego, hands down. And they insulted those guys by just sticking their nose into their business, trying to get some hotel tax, and building a building that would be very unpopular with its neighbors, including the San Diego Padres, who were smart enough to move downtown a dozen years ago, and they don't want the Chargers to leave, but they sure as heck don't want this monstrosity of a stadium and convention center to be flopped a block away and eat up all their surface parking.
Bernie, along those lines, if Spanos, and he would have to decide within 2 months, if he wants to move up the coast and be Stan Kroenke's tenant, does not go... do you think that Mark Davis and the Oakland Raiders would fade Las Vegas and then take up space in Inglewood?
Well, you know, doesn't Spanos have an option of punting for another year as well? I'm still confused about that.
I thought he had a year after the vote. I thought he had to decide in January 17.
Somebody reported that he punt that back a year, but it looks like he can't and has to make up his mind. I still think the LA or the NFL does not want the Raiders in LA, and you got to think Kroenke probably doesn't want them sharing his stadium as well. Although they'd be far more popular than his Rams,
right? Yeah, and I wonder.
So
yeah,
you know, it's remarkable how the NFL is this supposed juggernaut, greatest show on the face of the earth, and you know, Southern California's facing this dilemma. But, yeah, Spanos is going to have to decide one way or another.
My co-host...
And I have a feeling 10 years from now, we'll still be talking about the San Diego Chargers.
In a new stadium?
Well, they're going to have to build a new one sometime, because Qualcomm is... It's not quite falling down, but it's getting real close.
My co-hosts are of the opinion, and don't let me put words in your mouth if I'm misrepresenting, that somehow the NFL will come to the rescue and make sure that the Chargers stay in San Diego, because the NFL wants to make sure they are in San Diego. And I agree with that part of the sentiment. The thing that I question is if the NFL goes over the top to aid the Chargers way more so than they were going to do with, for example, St. Louis and the Rams, then the NFL could be exposing itself to a legal issue if it doesn't do the same for, say, Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee, or New Orleans, Louisiana, markets that aren't necessarily nearly as glamorous as San Diego, California. Your thoughts on
right.
The NFL ponying up way more in order to make sure the Chargers stay?
Well, that they have, or we keep reading how the NFL loves San Diego and wants to be here.
It won Super Bowls there.
And no, you know, nothing personal, but San Diego weather is a lot nicer than St. Louis and Charlotte and some of the other places. And
all of the other places.
There's probably, there's no better place to have a Super Bowl on the first Sunday of February than San Diego, although the Rose Bowl would be nice, and they've had it there before. And Inglewood, I guess, will be nice, although driving through Inglewood is not fun. But if the NFL wants it, they're going to have probably going to have to help. But again, I have a feeling today San Diego will be the first city to say no to the NFL. The fans have had it. They're calling Thanos' bluff. It's fatigue, stadium fatigue. It's been going on for darn near 20 years now. And, you know, everybody still feels the beatdown and the insult that Thanos laid on them all of 2015.
I hear a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I mean just my homeboys, saying that they think San Diego ought to come back to their rightful place in St. Louis and move the Chargers here. Any chance at all that the Chargers move anywhere other than San Diego?
No.
I'll wrap that up. Thank you.
I don't know where that came from.
You know, the Thanos plan is the headquarters for them is in lovely Stockton, California. Why anybody would want to live in Stockton, I'd have no idea. But I do not see them moving farther west of Yuma, Arizona. So
you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance, but you know, don't be betting any Budweiser on it.
No,
Doug, keep your Budweiser.
All right, I won't.
Bernie, looking forward to monitoring this. What the final number will be? I had somebody as I was tweeting some of your comments say this thing isn't. I guess they're out in San Diego saying this thing isn't even going to get 45%, much less 50 or 66%. What do you think the number will be when it's all said and done tonight?
I will stick with 45%.
45%. Wow.
Yeah.
Bernie Wilson, Associated Press, taking time out of his day today give us his perspective on the San Diego Stadium. But go ahead.
There will be a 100% chance of me having a beer at about 10 o'clock. Sure. But
yeah. 45% vote support for 100% beer for Bernie. That's the official parlay
Make
for the day.
Make it a Bud Light, if you would.
Bernie. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's going to be a Stella.
Oh, he's going Stella, Doug. Yeah. Sorry. I think that is owned by Ian Buff. Thank you, Bernie. Bernie Wilson of the Associated Press with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After says he thinks it's going to be 45%.
Interesting, though, that he's left the door open to a Chargers move to St. Louis.
It does sound like that.
If you read between the lines of what he was saying, it sounds like they could be here next year.
The Seamaster just sent me an update here. That stuff will definitely take time. This is from a CBS Sports article, but it's time the Chargers should have. You've probably heard that the Chargers have to decide by January 15th, 2017, if they want to move in with the Rams in L.A. Well, that timeline will likely get extended if the Chargers garner over 50% of the vote on Measure C. When NFL owners approved the Rams' move to L.A. back in January 16, they added a small clause that would extend the Chargers' L.A. option to January 2018. From the owner's relocation documents, the Chargers option shall expire on January 15, 2017, unless a referendum to approve public financing for a new stadium in San Diego is approved prior to November 15, 2016, in which case the Los Angeles Opportunities Committee, remember them? They do good work. They voted 5-1 for the Carson project. Yes. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But there's a stadium being built in Inglewood.
Yeah.
May, at the Chargers' request, extend the option up to January 15, 2018. Basically, if the Chargers get 50% or more of the vote, and Bernie Wilson just said they'll get 45%, that means they'll likely have until January 2018 to decide if they want to move to L.A. That's a big deal for the Chargers, because if the deadline is not extended by January 15, 2017, that means they'd lose all rights to L.A., and the Raiders would then have the option to move there. So that is from CBS Sports on this vote.
When I was at Mizzou, I picked up a structural engineering degree, and I did my postgraduate work at both Georgia Tech and Purdue. And it's hard for me to come to grips with the fact that you couldn't spend about $200 million or less and save the stadium where you're at. They saved Soldier Field in Chicago, for crying out loud. That place was 100 years old. They saved it, refurbished it, redid it. It looks fabulous. Why you couldn't do that at Qualcomm and not take any money from anybody else, I don't know.
Why don't you grab your schematics and head to San Diego and get a meeting?
Well, it may come to that.
Next thing you know, Doug Vaughn is chief operating officer of the Chargers.
I mean, are you really telling me, how old is that building? It's probably 40 years, the stadium?
Which one, the Chargers?
The Qualcomm.
I thought it was voted on in 65 is what we were discussing earlier, so whenever it was built.
50 maybe? Do we really build buildings so poorly nowadays that you can't shore that up, that you can't fix a 50-year-old stadium?
Shot a Turner Field out of nowhere.
Well, there's nothing structurally wrong with Turner Field at all. They just don't like where it is.
Shot at the ballpark at Arlington out of nowhere.
Opened yep. August 67, Qualcomm.
But when I hear people say, well, it's falling apart, well, fix it. So it's not. So a Soldier Field was falling apart. But the Bears didn't have anywhere else to go, so they said, you know what? We'll fix what we got.
So what do
Why
you
can't
do?
They do that in San Diego?
You just reinforce the support beams? Is that where you start?
A lot. That's where you start. You start with a good wide base, good wide concrete base. And run some rebar in there.
Wait.
Sports Talk Radio host decries the planning for San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, the Coliseum is still playing. They're still hosting NFL games in the Coliseum. How old is that place? 80 years? 90 years old? But 50 years in Qualcomm, we got to get out because it's crumbling? Well, fix the crumbling. Fix it. You don't always have to level and start over with a $2.5 billion stadium. I don't buy it.
They just reinforce the support structures.
That's right.
Doug,
use some cross beams.
The update on the poll that's just straight up who you're voting for on the fan pin. I would say we have about 250 votes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, 87 votes. Hillary Clinton, 86 votes.
Oh, landslide.
Gary Johnson, 29 votes. Write-in. 4 votes, abstain, 4 votes.
Why would you even vote for abstain on a poll?
I'm answering a poll to say I'm not voting.
Well, Iggy's abstain.
No, but why would you go on a poll to let people know you're going to abstain? You're not abstaining from the poll, just voting.
That's a lot of support for Gary Johnson in that little poll.
But Missouri is going Trump, right?
Missouri, yes.
Right?
I think
you have to kind of put that in context.
Well, I assume these fan pin members are coming from Paris and London and some of the finest ports of call in the world.
And I like that ports.
I'm sure that there's a sports talk station that put a fan pin poll of their own in Massachusetts where Hillary's leading.
Was there a Bovada odds on winning Missouri?
Trump is minus 2,500.
Yeah, this.
So, and you can get. Hillary plus 1,000. If you
want. That's a pretty.
I mean, the
sure
place though. if you really like Florida, for example, Hillary's minus 250. So, you know, for her to win the election now in Bovada, it's minus 450. I mean, the only thing we were discussing this. Do you guys remember this? By the way, I remember producer Joe specifically the morning after the 2012 election, and he was stunned. And it's not like he's certainly a Republican, but he's not, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's like off the reservation or anything like that. It's just his views. And he was stunned that Romney didn't win. And I recall thinking to myself, how in the hell was he stunned by that? Because, you know, statistical analysis, not like, you know, pick your pundit analysis, but statistical analysis had it that it was a, you know, way more than likely shot that Barack Obama was going to be reelected. And so my point in bringing that up for wagering purposes is, are there edges built in for the fact that there are some people who watch the news that they want to reaffirm their views versus what is actually the reality of the data, and therefore, is there an edge? Now, to me, minus 450 for her to win is not a value. So, I mean, unless you're just like certain of it and you want to, you know, just, you know, I guess if you bet $5,000 on it, you could win, you know, something that would be relatively material. But if you're in a position to bet 900, i.e., to win 200, I don't know if it's really worth your time to just pick up 200 bucks and risk the 900. The difference here, though, is, and it's something, Doug, you've said throughout the course of it, is there maybe a number of people who, you know, outside of the South and Midwest, where it's kind of like in vogue to say you're voting for Trump, who on the coasts or in some of the battleground states who, when they're called and polled, would be embarrassed to say that they're voting for Trump, and perhaps, therefore, they're off, and then there would be a path that would not be represented in pre-election day data? So to me, that because I do think there's a possibility that that's the case, I don't see any value really in and betting it.
I do think there's a bump, but I think that's offset by the fact that I think a lot of it will come down to ground game and the closing hours, and I think Hillary's is better than Donald.
I respect that point of view. I just don't believe in it. I don't believe that if some stranger comes to your door and tells you, here's a pamphlet, vote for Hillary Clinton, that might have worked years ago. I don't think anybody...
Yeah, so you think that actually matters?
I don't think that matters.
Really? I'm surprised by that. Really?
Well, not just today, but in the days going up to it.
Well, you said the closing hours, so you meant like the days going to be closing.
To me, and I get it. It's a different, and it worked for Donald, but, the big rallies as opposed to the boots on the ground, and we've talked, the district captains that Hillary has 50 of in every state and Trump has 2, I think that makes a difference in the closing hours, in the final days of the campaign. That I think it's going to be enough to hold back his surge, and she's going to win. I don't think it was enough of a surge.
I don't think that matters. I don't think the ground game matters. I think people are looking at their phone. They're reading information on Twitter, on Facebook, on it, wherever they go, and they're getting more information there than they ever would with a 2-minute visit on someone at your front door.
Understand that the ground game doesn't just mean you're knocking on doors and you're getting the robocalls, which, by the way, at my house, we do have a landline, and it's been all Democratic, no Republican calls, all Democratic candidates, which speaks to ground game, but it's also...
But does it do anything at all to change
your
opinion?
Let me finish. But it's also getting people that you think are likely to vote for your candidate out to the polls, making sure they get out, making sure that there are rides and things. That's part of ground game. And I think to a certain extent, if it's a close election, that matters. It's not just about providing information why your candidate's better. There's a lot more to it.
When I think of ground game now, I think of the overwhelmingly enthusiastic crowds he's gotten wherever he's gone, all over the country for a year or more. Everywhere he goes, he's playing to a packed house. To me, that's kind of a... Someone has arranged all that. Someone has set all that up. That's a pretty strong ground game, I think, where you're actually getting people to leave their houses to go and spend money and stand in line and wait there for several hours to support a candidate. I think there's a lot of enthusiastic support for him.
I think there is enthusiastic support. Is it going to be enough compared to, these captains making sure the people that they want to vote actually find a way to get to vote or reminded? What do you have to do, to facilitate that? And which is a lot of what the ground game is.
But how do you do that? How do you get people rides?
You don't think that goes on?
Well, I think it will. I don't know in a large scale how you're gonna get thousands of people a ride to the polls, or you have to remind them that this is the election day. Really, if you have to remind people that this is election day and how to get there, then they're probably not going to show up. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know. I just think that
confident that the Donald will win.
I think that. Online is where everybody is today. And a pretty good measure of someone's popularity is what's going on online. Everybody's got their phone or a computer at them. I think that's where a lot of the information comes from nowadays.
Yeah, I don't think it's just about information. There's logistics and facilitating the people you want to vote to make sure they're at the poll. And I'm sure it's a grind, but I think the Democrats are better than the Republicans are.
Well, they throw a lot more people at it, that's for sure. But if you're going door to door, you're calling people and saying, how are you going to get to the polls? And they say, I don't have a way to get to the poll. What's the next step? You're going to say, okay, I'll come and get you?
It goes on. It goes on. Not, I don't think that's illegal, but they...
Well, it wouldn't be illegal.
They organize that, yeah.
We have emails coming up. Email of the day, then Frank Cusimano, Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano, the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Plus, we'll have our video up here in a couple of hours as we sit down with the Inside STL news team and give our St. Louis sports cabinet. And it's obvious I'm president, but who would be my vice president?
For heaven's sakes. I'm
trying to think who would be my vice president.
Is another election is rigged.
I guess Plowhawk? Are you up for it, or do you want to keep playing Tiger Woods Golf 2012?
I think that I could have plenty of time in the Oval Office to do that, and,
Yeah, we're going to split an office. He's going to be in the Oval Office, too.
You'll be playing video games while Tim is at the desk.
Can I be the ambassador to Jamaica?
Sure.
Okay.
Doug, you want any position?
That's where Hito is. You're going to cross the aisle and give a position to someone from the other party?
Of course I would.
Iggy, I have an idea for you, and I'll go ahead and unveil it right now. If I were putting together the sports community cabinet, you would be my press secretary.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you would suffer no fools with that.
I'd get the word out for you, buddy.
But you would also make sure that the media members are real media members.
Maybe a lot of them gone.
And I like that.
You're threatening the media.
Doug, what position you want, bro?
I don't know. I guess Department of Justice, so I could shut down all the investigations into any crooked acts that go on.
I think Reefer. I know you have. I don't know if you formally met Reefer.
I thought I did.
I think so, too. I can't quite remember. I think it was the 10th anniversary.
Well, your short-term memory is shot.
Regardless, I think he'd be a great Secretary of Defense. He kind of got that hick, hillbilly, deliverance-type style to where he owns like 50 guns.
Oh, does
he? I think he would be a good guy for that position.
Sounds like a strong contender to me. Yeah.
Doug gets Reefer.
Okay.
So that's coming up on the InsideSTL.com news team. That Hannah Rae Yates was working the red carpet last night, Doug. You missed her.
Yeah, I was there. I saw no red carpet. Who did she interview?
Let's see. Bobby Plager was there. Brett Hull. All the Blues were there. The whole team was there. It was a really well-done event.
I saw some of the guys walking in.
And it's something that I, without question, recommend people watching. Ice Guardians, the movie that Chase was executive producer on.
A lot of the Blues stop by and say, sup, Tim?
I don't think they did. Should have, though, shouldn't
disappointing yeah. news to me.
Well, they were out of line. They were probably thinking about the Blackhawks tomorrow night.
I don't think so.
If a game's not on Fox Sports Midwest, does it really exist?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
There are hockey games that aren't on Fox Sports Midwest.
Do they really exist?
Yes.
It's the 2016 presidential election is finally coming to a close. Celebrate the end of negative campaign ads and social media posts by visiting Audio Express and squaring yourself with an awesome-sounding, feature-packed car stereo system. Like this incredible JVC system, you get JVC's top-selling AM/FM CD with smartphone control and hands-free Bluetooth plus two pairs of great-sounding JVC speakers, all for just $249 installed. They add Kenwood's 250-watt complete 12-inch bass system for just $199 more. Protect your ride with Viper's number one rated security system, now just $129 installed. Let your friends at Audio Express help to put this negative election in the rearview mirror with the best-name brands in car audio and security at the guaranteed lowest installed prices. Looking for a pony this weekend? Are you? Y'all looking for a pony?
Yes, Tim.
Wheelhouse. Wheelhouse is where it's at.
Okay.
I guess it really is. That's the thing, man. A decade ago, there were a few clubs popping up on Washington.
And by a pony, you mean a place where there will be a lot of girls there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's got to be. I wonder if the other place, people say Molly's and Sword. You ever go there, Plowhawk, since it's right by your place?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, well, that place bumps every week.
You like that?
Consistently.
What kind of description is that?
I like McGurk's patio a little bit better.
That's been doing it for decades, sir.
I love it.
A wee tyke.
Three or four bars around the area, perfect. But Molly's, for the younger cats like myself, maybe even a little bit younger, the 22, 23-year-old lasses, they're out in bunches at Molly's in Sula.
When you're out and about, people can't identify you as a 27-year-old, right? They think you're much younger.
Oh, I've gotten 18, 16.
You get carded everywhere you go?
Oh, I got carded.
I got carded last night at the pageant.
For a lighter, Doug. Yeah.
I think that's a height thing, though, not necessarily a younger than my age thing.
Yeah,
people assume I'm 12.
If you got one of the VIP seats in the balcony, maybe you needed to be a certain height so you didn't fall.
That's offensive,
over.
Bro. It's offensive, bro. It's offensive.
I didn't get a balcony seat. Of course, I was tall enough. I wasn't going to fall over the railing.
You would fall over the railing?
I wouldn't, no.
Oh. Man, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
Great movie. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
What do they do with the floor? Were they fold-out chairs or?
Kind of, you know. Not really fold-out chairs, but they were like office chairs almost.
Okay. That'd be a lot of work.
Probably, yeah. But they had it set up nice. It was a nice deal.
Now, the Wheelhouse is in downtown St. Louis, locally owned, locally operated. Your local college football headquarters for the SEC, Big Ten and Big 12. Wheelhouse, the NFL headquarters in St. Louis. Pony up at the Wheelhouse, sponsor of our picks. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
read.
Yeah, very nice.
Our listener rewards for The Ambush is now up on InsideSTL.com. I'm going to take the family to a game. Tickets normally are in one area. It doesn't matter. We're giving you 50% off right now. Go to InsideSTL.com to purchase a 5-pack of tickets for their flex plan. Normally $110. You get them for just $55. Wow. 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 It's at InsideSTL.com. Season starts on Saturday, November 19th. These listener awards, we're taking care of the people who take care of us.
Sounds like you're saving a lot of dang money.
Iggy, who did your boy Ken Bone end up voting for? It's from the Slinger Finger. Has he announced that, or is he going
to
wait?
No, I haven't. He's going to try to join us tomorrow. He's in New York, and that's my fault, my bad, for not asking him what he was doing in New York, who he's working for. But he's going to try and call in tomorrow for
New York.
I thought
he was doing stuff for Kimmel, and both Clinton and Trump are set up in New York, so maybe he's doing stuff from New York for Kimmel.
Yeah, so he said he's going to check his schedule and try to join us, but I didn't ask him who he voted for. You think he'll tell anybody?
No.
I think he will after. He said he didn't want to say anything in advance.
Well, his big platform was just to get out.
Right, exactly.
So he didn't want to discourage one side or the other by being partisan.
Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You want to support the sponsors? Support Tullamore Dew. I guess we ought to do this email of the day, Doug.
Okay.
Two tickets to Whiskey in the Winter. Whiskey in the Winter returns on November 12th. There will be over 350 whiskeys from around the world. Great whiskey cocktails from St. Louis's top mixologists. Whiskey-inspired food stations created by the culinary team at the Hyatt. And educational seminars from whiskey industry experts. For more information, check out whiskeyinthewinter.com. Hey, boys. It'll be interesting to see how this election plays out. Thanks, Steve. Wow.
Steve in Wildwood.
Fellas, we've all been to a gay club before, but going by accident is a different kettle of fish. Last night I encountered a hairy-nipped board op and his hairless older producer who told me they were going to the world's coolest nightclub. Being a loose end, I grabbed my scarf and joined them. Upon our arrival, the old one saw Chase Richards, the piano player from the Breckenridge. They instantly started making out. Ballas teeth, yelled the high one, noting that the scene reminded him of watching male bodybuilder competitions. Needing a diversion, I pointed and asked, hey, is that Treat Williams? Then I made my escape. Ball's teeth. The Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
It's a callback, Tim.
One of the greats from yesterday's program. Hey, guys, I haven't listened to the show this, ma'am, so I apologize if this has already been discussed, but how was the Ice Guardians premiere last night? I sure hope you all didn't follow through on your red carpet idea from yesterday. Poor Hannah Ray gets a nice little compliment by being asked to do this event, and here come you jackasses to once again ruin her life. It's like when you're going through the mall with your cool friends, but you run into the poor neighborhood kid who you're secretly nice to. I'm sorry, do I know you? The last thing Hannah needs is to be associated with is a 50-year-old sexual deviant who claims he knows Christy Canyon and a lit-up twink boy who is wearing his, quote, good sweater with the wood buttons.
That's a callback.
Running up and down Del Mar making fun of people's clothes. Thanks. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls right there at Hanks.
Missouri. Good football teams, huh? What are you going to do this year? Some pretty good things, I think, huh? No, Mr. Trump, that's just another lie. I didn't think I needed to keep those emails. No, Mrs. Clinton, you didn't know, you liar. There's only one person who we can rely on this election year, and her name is Tim McKernan. She's our future and will lead us to the promised land. Remember the lowest unemployment levels ever? Remember drastic job growth? Remember that called third strike on Beltran in 06 at Shea Stadium? Yeah, let's make all that happen. I want Tim McKernan because she's the right lady for us. I want... What? Wait? Tim's a guy? Have we checked this out? I guess we should vote for Tim, although I'm not ready to call Tim a guy. Can we settle on unknown? Peace be to the Latias. That's from Captain Biscuits with McGravy.
Captain Biscuits with McGravy.
Cat, that sound, what does that mean?
Man, I'm a little confused by that.
My gender has been called into question before.
By whom?
Biscuits with McGravy.
All right.
Guys, Plops here with an Election Day Live report. So much going on right now. Plus, the Survivor Series lineup flat out has me sweating over here. Fatality matches, five people in the ring at once, Mr. and Mrs. Bubbles, mortgage advice from a deviant Chelsea Clinton fanboy who rents a room and rides the bus. I really like where we are as a country. Tim, you said you'd like to see some of those WWE divas trip. I'm with you, brah. I'd love to see Sasha Banks tangling carpets with Eva Marie, or maybe just that Virgil soloing in his vest while he stares into my eyes and then physically attacks me like I'm flying Brian Pillman. Well, I got to throw it back to you guys. One of the candles on the altar just blew out, so I have to run up and relight it. Reporting live from the fourth pew over at St. Stainers of Mercy, I'm Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
The Secret Service better prepare themselves by wearing burn-proof suits today because I have the hottest of hot takes on this our election day, huh? Hey, if Trump wins, it will not be that bad. He will institute term limits and bring a business mindset to the White House. Ha, JK, that guy surely will be the death of us all. And oh, if Hillary triumphs, she will guide our country with optimism, and she will have broken down a long-standing overdue tradition. Ah, JK, if she wins, it will surely be the death of us all. No matter what happens today, we are still just monkey meat suits on a rocky organic spaceship hurtling through the space-time continuum. The meaning of life is serving those who serve others and spreading the love, or servicing others and spreading your seed. Thank you. Cucky the Kevin Shipit.
Scorching hot takes. Cucky the Kevin Shipit.
Doug, we're in monkey meat suits on a rocky organic spaceship hurtling through the space-time continuum?
Yeah, throw a Gaga in there.
Now, she would wear a meat suit to a spaceship. I wouldn't wear anything that's going to spoil.
I hope it wouldn't be veal.
So we're really just hurtling through a space-time continuum?
Well, I guess in a way.
But
I don't think there's much to do with the meat suits.
But the monkey suits, maybe.
Or the monkey suits. Monkeys would be.
The liberal media will tell you Doug Vaughn's suspension logule is worthless. Don't believe them. Doug Vaughn stands for community, families, and schools.
Neighborhoods.
Doug Vaughn wears a blue Oxford shirt. No, Doug Vaughn was never in the military, but he has seen Saving Private Ryan 42 times. Doug Vaughn was 2 years removed from possibly being on a radio program titled The Giving Back to the Community Show Deal Power Hour. On November 8th, do the right thing, vote no on DOTUM, and yes for America, paid for Doug's opposition to overt sexual harassment or douche. It's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Ahoy, me oh my oh pumpkin pie, what's all that hot take ballyhoo about? This ma'am, I mean, speaking of that, with all this divisiveness surrounding the current political season, let's just forget who deleted what emails and who likes to grab peeps by their naughty bits, and why don't we come together as a country? I'm talking about resurrecting a new supplemental Mount Rushmore. One that will raise everyone's spirits. A Mount Rushmore fries. Homeboy's got them Whitey's crinkle cuts. Some Penn Stage fries. A bag of Five Guys and a large order of seasoned delights from rallies. Debate and discuss what you got, no fool, and Lefty Jacksmear. Doug, your Mount Rushmore fries.
Lefty Jacksmear.
Sportsman's steak fries got to be up.
It's a nice play.
Yeah.
It's a really nice play, actually.
Wendy's high yield fries would be up there for me, fellas.
A little ketchup on there?
Sure.
Oh, you're treating yourself. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Taste me in the night. Morning, guys. It's election day, fellas. A time for rejuvenation. It's like the Super Bowl and the Olympics put together. It is the excitement of the Super Bowl, and like the Olympics, we're thankful it happens only once every 4 years. So, let us take that excitement and share it with one another, Doug. Then after we rock the vote today, we can go back to my place and I can punch your ticket. Then you can tongue punch my Bex.
Who was it, Tim?
The hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster of Tower Grove South found himself suspended just now. He found himself suspended a period of 2 days' time, thanks to Llewellyn's.
Doug, we have something here from Barnhart Brawler.
Oh, okay. Let's read his lunatic liberal left leanings.
Today is a big day here at Eastern Missouri Institute for Crappy Internet Arguments. Today's lesson is to be defeatist and pretend to be cynical. If you say, oh, well, we're effed either way, then you don't actually have to know anything. Get the false equivalency of machine purring. We use a sports analogy at Emo to teach this lesson to our students, and I'll share it with you. If the Rams score 3 points and the Sea Pigeons score 50, you are more than justified in saying, well, they both scored points and football sucks anyway. See that part at the end there? That's very important to add, so it looks like you don't really care and you are above the whole issue. We teach our pupils to do this, especially with politics, so that they can bitch and moan but have no responsibility in making the situation better or even have an informed discussion on the topic. So remember, kids, animatedly equate two things that are not actually the same and then dismiss the whole issue like it doesn't matter to you. Follow this formula today on Election Day, and even if you don't take your country back, you'll still be able to make crappy internet arguments and will make every Eastern Missouri alum proud. Do good, avoid evil. Doug, that's the Barnhart Brawler.
Barnhart Brawler.
So if someone that feels like they're disinterested based on the candidates, they're not doing their part to make the country better.
They're wrong.
I'm not sure if I buy that.
No.
Finally, guys, I wish the world we lived in was as simple as Plowhawk wanting to leave work and go to any polling station he pleased. Instead, we live in a world where turmoil fills our fan pages. America's favorite twink, Jimmy Fallon's under attack. Tyrod Taylor has taken over our fantasy lineups because Blake Bortles sucks. And our two presidential candidates didn't come from dirt poor families that gave them horrific lives that apparently we should all be able to relate to. We need a leader we can all get behind, and I vote that we all ride in Doug Vaughn because I'd say most of us have been behind him or are eager to get behind him and really push him so hard to the position
okay,
he wants to
be. That's enough! Who was it, Tim?
The white-collar gangster. He's the gentleman lover at Townie.
White-collar gangster has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
That's what we have for the email of the day. A lot to work with today.
Boy, that was an unfortunate ending to our Election Day email segment. Yeah. I like the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. I like Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. I'm going with Matt Who Bowls at Hanks.
I'm going with a fellow who is short and simple and to the point, Steve in Wildwood.
The best email today was Matt Who Bowls at Hanks.
Damn it, Lucas.
Congratulations, Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. You have just shipped the email today, which is 2 tickets to Whiskey in the Winter. Get your tickets at whiskeyinthewinter.com. Frank's up next. Now, he does a real show. It's like a monologue and a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes up from 10 to noon here. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is our Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Don't forget, our listener rewards program is up on InsideSTL.com. Get $110 worth of tickets to the ambush for $55. Perfect for the family. It's the KFNS, InsideSTL.com, listener rewards. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.